Across the street from the corner pocket was a mortuary. "The Spengyi Funeral Parlor," it said on the green awning. Hanging in the window was a clock whose face was outlined in a chilly circle of blue neon. Below the clock was a sign which read, "Time and tide wait for no man." According to the clock, it was 8:20. He was still in time, in plenty of time, and he could see an alley beyond the pocket where he might wait in relative safety. But Bobby couldn't just park himself and wait, even though he knew that would be the smart thing to do. If he'd really been smart, he never would have come down here in the first place. He wasn't a wise old owl. He was a scared kid who needed help. He doubted if there was any in the corner pocket, but maybe he was wrong. Bobby walked under the banner reading, "Come in, it's cool inside." He had never felt less in need of air conditioning in his life. It was a hot night, but he was cold all over. "God, if you're there, please help me now. Help me to be brave and help me to be lucky." Bobby opened the door and went in. The smell of beer was much stronger and much fresher, and the room with the pinball machines in it banged and jangled with lights and noise. Where before only Dee had been playing pinball, there now seemed to be at least 24 guys, all of them smoking, all of them wearing strap-style undershirts and Frank Sinatra Hello Young Lovers hats, all of them with bottles of Bud parked in the glass tops of the Gottlieb machines. The area by Len Files' desk was brighter than before because there were more lights on in the bar where every stool was taken, as well as in the pinball room. The pool hall itself, which had been mostly dark on Wednesday, was now lit like an operating theater. There were men at every table, bending and circling and making shots in a blue fog of cigarette smoke. The chairs along the walls were all taken. Bobby could see old G with his feet up on the shoeshine posts and, "What the fuck are you doing here?" Bobby turned, startled by the voice and shocked by the sound of that word coming out of a woman's mouth. It was Alana Files. The door to the living room area behind the desk was just swinging shut behind her. Tonight, she was wearing a white silk blouse that showed her shoulders, pretty shoulders, creamy white and as round as breasts, and the top of her prodigious bosom. Below the white blouse were the largest pair of red slacks Bobby had ever seen. Yesterday, Alana had been kind, smiling, almost laughing at him, in fact, although in a way Bobby hadn't minded. Tonight, she looked scared to death.